views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, good morning. This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I just have returned last night from France and ready to go here. Stay tuned in for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. So on today's show, I have Phil Free here with me. He's one of my favorite people to work with, and we love to hear from you. So you can call in at 1-800-930-2819 if you would like to shift any, today we're going to be talking about limiting beliefs, but if you have any issues that you would like to have shifted, we're here to do that. My guest today, Phil, first began using energy work to improve his life when he was affected by allergy symptoms in 1998, and he's continued to apply energy techniques for everyday issues to facilitate improvement for himself, his family, friends, clients, and feels strongly that others can benefit from it too. Phil was born and raised in San Francisco to French parents, and he grew up bilingual. He received a journeyman certificate from the Musicians Institute in Los Angeles in 2001. Phil has lived up and down the coast of California and is now settled in Tucson, Arizona with his family. And I first met Phil about 7 or 8 years ago, and we've been working together ever since. And so it's a pleasure to have you on the show again, Phil. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's good you're on. we were wanting to talk about limiting beliefs today and you know, how they really do affect us. And so, tell us a little bit about, how you feel about this, what you feel is going on with people and how they can change these beliefs.
Sure. If you don't mind, I'd like to start with, a few minutes ago, I just decided to look up the definition of belief, and I looked up on a dictionary and online, and it both have a couple of different meanings, they agree on a couple of different meanings. One of them being accept as true, feel sure of the truth of, and another meaning being hold as an opinion, think or suppose. So I'd like to focus kind of on the second one more, where we're thinking and supposing. So when we look at that aspect of believing, then we realize that, if we don't know the answer, like let's say we were in a court of law and we had to prove a point, we'd want a lot of evidence to prove our point, and it's like, do we have sufficient evidence to prove our point? And that's what it comes down to with belief. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like a lot of times we will defend a belief even though we don't have necessarily strong evidence to back that belief up. And sometimes also, even when there's evidence against what we believe, we will sometimes fight it because it doesn't make sense with our beliefs, even though clearly, the evidence doesn't fit or doesn't work with, what we're thinking. So that's what I meant, and that's what I, would like to look at.
And so, these limiting beliefs, they can come in from all different avenues. Like, we can have limiting beliefs from you know, our childhood. We can have limiting beliefs from our spiritual experiences. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. They come from all kinds of places. So you mentioned childhood. That's a good place to start. I mean, it seems like, you know, it starts where we are already influenced by the beliefs of our culture that we're born into, and our family in particular, often our parental beliefs. Like, so if you're born into like a Jewish family, often you might be Jewish yourself or consider yourself Jewish or Catholic or any other religion. And things like that, or, you know, not have a religion but have other beliefs about life or things like that. So that's where it might start for many. And then, you know, as we go into school, a lot of us, then there's the school belief systems or the things that are the school programs sometimes, like curriculums that are sent by the state or the country. And so, again, now we have, like, sort of patriotic beliefs or other beliefs that are being put into our mind. And then as we go from culture to culture and country to country and even state to state, sometimes in the United States, it's like you find that it varies a lot. And it's not the things that we believe are not always the same, or even things we thought were facts are just actually beliefs, not necessarily facts. So it's interesting as we go through that and really recognize what we know and what we believe.
Yeah, and a lot of times, like when we have these limiting beliefs, we're not even aware then of how they're affecting us.
Absolutely.
Because we're in a position where the belief systems that we have sort of dictate how we look at different aspects of life. And as soon as you said this, what was coming up energetically, the number one weakness is a lot of limiting beliefs about money and about lack. And so if people have underlying limiting beliefs around that, it can really affect ability to manifest what you want in the physical, you know, third dimensional world. So what about that? Like, because...
Sure, yeah. Well, let me touch on that, especially the point you made about lack. Yes, I feel like we're sometimes conditioned, if you'd like to... look at the world in terms of lack, but you know, we can also look at it the other way around if we choose to, where there's abundance. You know, for example, and you mentioned money too. For example, I think that expression that we use a lot is hilarious when you really think about it. The one that goes, "Money doesn't grow on trees." So when you think about it, a lot of things that do grow on trees are sold for money, you know, and a lot of these things that, you know, can be grown for free, you know, or they grow naturally for free in the wild, things like that. And then we sell their fruit.
Good
or whatever.
Point. I
see. So, you know, maybe we can grow some money by planting some trees and things. It's a novel idea. And my, then,
when yeah, I was, so, yeah, you know, like when I was little, my parents, you know, would always say, well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, and a lot of children don't have limiting beliefs around money, you know, in that way. They just see it. I remember one time when my daughter was about four and we were going through a drive-through, you know, Interact machine. And she asked, hey, are we going to the money store to pick up some money? And I was like, yeah, it's that simple, you know. Back then, I didn't know about the limiting beliefs thing. So I told her, no, you can't. This isn't a money store. And gave her a lecture about how you have to work hard for money. We have to take a quick break here. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about that, about how so many people have these beliefs that you have to work hard and struggle to make money. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today. Feel free, when we return, we will share more ways to move some energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Don't you know, if they move too quick, oh well, they're falling down like a domino. All the buzz are meant by the night.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. Phil, just share your contact information with the listeners if they want to reach you.
They can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com, W-H-A-T-P-H-I-L at hotmail.com.
Awesome. And if you would like to call in and get some energetic shifting, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. And just before the break here, we were talking about limiting beliefs about money. So have at her, Phil.
Okay. Like I said, I mean, we think creatively and things like that. So again, I mean, if we think about it, really, you know, if we go deep into it, like, I don't know how deep, but it's not that deep if you really think about it. You know, if you think about our, you know, our pharmaceutical industry, obviously the food industry, you think about things that we use, like make oils or other things that we use for manufacturing. I mean, all these things, you know, essentially will start from some crop or something from nature, you know, so whether it's, you know, oils, you know, or whether it's corn, whether it's anything. So again, and then nature is like, sure, we try to grow things and do all that stuff in you know, specific crops and one crop at a time a lot of times, but all these things were found in the wild to begin with, you know, and they're you know, given by nature for free. So, you know, nature is constantly giving, you know, us, giving to us, you know, and even a lot of times we're just whacking weeds that we don't understand have medicinal values or other things or edible values at times, or, you know, can be used as some sort of crop, you know, for other things, make clothes or other things. So by realizing that, just by being aware of that, we realize, wait a minute, abundance is all around us. You know, all these things can make money. You know, hey, you know, I can grow bananas, or I can grow cotton, or wherever I live, I can grow something probably almost anywhere on this planet. So, you know, just realizing that is a good place to start, because once we realize that, you know, that's the first place. Hey, wait a minute, money's all around. It can be creative, you know. And then once we realize that, then we look at other ways to make money and be creative about it and realize, hey, wait, you know, how do other people make money? Look around and then be like, oh, we can learn from them too. And there's all kinds of creative ways to make money. So
and there's, you know, there's creative ways to make money that are a win for the planet also, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I would say as we stand, yes, you know, the ones I was suggesting, like, I mean, I'm a fan of those ones myself, you know, I like the idea of planting trees and creating abundance, you know, food and resources for oneself or for, you know, your family or neighborhood, or if you want to sell them at farmer's market or things like that, you know, that's a, you know, way to make a little bit of cash and cut out some food expenses and things like that.
And and then you also know what you are eating.
Right.
Because,
well,
yeah.
So for all of us, you know, for me, there's some trial and error in doing that, you know, but I think for all of us, you know, we can learn and ask questions and learn from those who've done it before. And things like that. So in the meantime, also just not just with growing food, but just like with the other stuff, like knowing, you know, just if we communicate amongst each other, you know, those of us who, you know, have made a lot of money or know how to make a lot of money or feel very comfortable or strong about it, then, you know, we can ask those people, those who aren't as strong can ask the ones who are stronger about it, you know, what their techniques, what their ideas, what their ways of making money are. And just by being more aware, smart overall, and communicating, working together, then, you know, we'll find all kinds of creative ways to make money.
See, and that is the part about the limiting beliefs, because, or the belief of lack, is that people don't want to share, or it's not easy sometimes to have people share information with each other that would benefit everyone. And it's that comes from a feeling of lack, that we're in a competitive world and it's like a dog-eat-dog world and we have to struggle to succeed and we've got to put more effort into doing what we're doing all the time than is necessary. And, you know, anytime you put more effort into something than is needed, it's kind of like a waste of effort. So, and, you know, that's energy. So it's important for people to recognize that, you know, that these limiting beliefs, like if you're banging your head against the wall with these limiting beliefs, you know, basically the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over and over again. That's not working, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was just thinking that we could do a group correction, like just for anyone listening in right now around that, what are you picking up the leading weakness around this?
Yeah, I mean, again, yeah, some people's, okay, well, the leading weakness I'm getting is that often people repeat cycles in their family. So it's very, mm-hmm. very, I'm not saying it's even half, but, you know, there's a huge chunk of people that will follow in one of their parents' footsteps or somebody in their family, somebody they knew well or admired or something. Things like that. So often fall in those footsteps. So just looking at that and not being limited to that.
So with the ancestors, and then it's, I'm also perceiving a weakness around descendants, like the concern for our descendants.
Right.
You know, yeah. And so when we just want to shift that energetically for people right now that you know, being able to, it's coming up perception, reverse perception about what works around money and what doesn't work. And like one of the things that is coming up really weak for me right now is having to pay bills. You know, like just like the attitude you have when you put money out. So do you want to talk about
right.
that?
So, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, so let's strengthen that for everyone. And, you know, and the idea is simple enough. I mean, and the idea is, you know, it's really not the problem. I mean, when we think about it, if we're, you know, it's like when we pay our bills, it's like, in essence, there's no problem with it. You know, it's like, okay, we can pay for, you know, a service like our trash service or whatever. At the same time, it's like, for what I notice that what bothers people is when people don't know for sure, they feel like getting ripped off or they feel like the services aren't giving them like what they're paying for or something like that. So just strengthen all that experience for everybody of, you know, not getting what they paid for. If we had felt like we were getting what we paid for, we wouldn't maybe mind the bill so much. Like, oh yeah, we pay the garbage people to come, but they do an excellent job or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
that's really important because as you're putting money out, the attitude that you put it out with, if you're like kind of clutching the pen and, you know, writing the check or, you know, and stressed out about it and feeling angry that you're paying for something you don't feel is beneficial, that comes up really weak for a lot of people because it puts that vibration out to the universe that you're of not getting what you want. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody that, you know, getting what you want. And then also if you don't get what you want, that the next step of action would be to not do recycled old ways, but to find a better way to step into that and get what the services that you want. So a lot of people don't realize that a lot of that is just the vibration they're sending out when they are what they call as spending money. But a lot of people don't recognize that spending money, a lot of people will say, oh, I spent money on myself. And it would be more like investing money is way stronger word to use because the best investment is to invest in yourself. So, you know, we just want to strengthen that. What else are you picking up, Phil?
Right. I mean, keeping the idea simpler about money, you know, money is essentially, you know, trading. Is really what it comes down to. And if we think about it in more simple terms, like, you know, then it's less intimidating. Like when we were in kindergarten, like the first version of economy was, you know, or, you know, when we first had like lunches or snacks that we brought to school and we were trading with our friends, you know, like, oh, I'll take that for that. That's just a value for a value, you know? And, you know, keeping things light on that level, you know, realizing, hey, you know, this is worth this much. Okay, I'll trade so much of this for that much, you know, and value, and just understanding values that way. And also not only valuing just the number of the money itself, but also valuing time into consideration. Yeah, you know, $20, but if it took me like 4 hours to earn that $20, I'm going to value it more than $20 that I made in like 30 seconds or something. Like,
yeah.
While I was gambling. Not that I gambled, but
yeah, that makes total sense. So it's, like strengthening everybody's perceived value of their worth so people are strong to investing in themselves. And then it's also coming up strengthening that every investment that we make, whether it be for, like, as you said, you know, even getting the trash picked up, that's a good, strong investment. Because the more strong investments that you make, the more efficient you use your time, the energy supports then for you to use your time efficiently and use your money efficiently. We have to go for another quick break here right away. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on all social media, Facebook and Twitter, at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And feel free to call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make more shift happen.
Oh, every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours will surely come my way. Yeah, never.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I actually have someone that just emailed me that can't call in, but I just wanted you first to talk a little bit about why it is that people feel they need to defend limiting beliefs, because it's kind of, this email is relevant to that. So,
sure. All right, well, let's take some history. I'm sure it's still going on. Well, I know it's still going on to this day, but let's take some sort of vague historical thing because there's so many. But again, I mean, you look at all these like crusades or other wars over religion and things like that where it's where people will fight over things, and it's like sometimes it's even fighting within the same religion, like Catholics and Protestants and things like that, which are both Christian and things like that. So when we look at all that, you know, is it really worth like fighting over these like differences, you know, for one? I mean, is it, you know, and secondly, you know, it's like, you know, sometimes it's just like there is evidence out there to, you know, to, you know, show some, you know, to show that something is correct or incorrect. And, you know, a lot of times people rather fight than look for that. It's just kind of like, if we go back to the first example I said at the very beginning, about being in court, you know, instead of just being like, oh, this is what I believe. And the other is just like, well, this is what I believe. And it's like, we're not going to get very far. You know, the jury's not going to have a lot of information. Whereas, like, you know, it's like if there's a lot of evidence, okay, well, here. Okay, well, this evidence doesn't hold up. This one does. Then eventually, you know, we can make our minds up more like a neutral judge, if you'd like, you know, hearing the case. And that's, you know, maybe that's a stronger place to be rather than in a place where we're so ready to fight.
For something that we don't necessarily even believe ourselves if we really looked into it.
Or we don't know for sure anyway, you know, so we couldn't prove in the court of the law this is the truth, and yet, you know, here we are fighting for it, you know.
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's a waste of energy and time, and the more efficient you are with your time, the more efficient you are with your energy, the easier it is to manifest what you want to manifest. And, you know, I have, you know, like the defending limiting beliefs, that's kind of what this email is about. So, you know, this person is just asking for energetic shifts around a business disagreement. So of one person feeling their value is more than what the other members of the group feel it is. So how? Let's just work on that. That's all the information I have on it, really. So what are you perceiving is going on here?
Well, yeah, and there's situations where we get stuck like this with certain people, and it happens to really all of us if we, you know, have enough experience. And sometimes what happens is, yes, the value thing becomes a block, really. That's one of the things to look at that people aren't looking at. It's like kind of like, for example, I'll give a different example. Like a divorce sometimes will cost a certain amount of money. And then so people start to resist the divorce, but then they're not married. They're still married, I mean, and it keeps them from moving on certain levels, or even if they, you know, meeting other people, or if they want to get married to someone else or things like that, they're kind of blocked by this other thing. And a lot of people get all tangled up by that. And a lot of times we have to also value the cost of, hey, you know, what's my life and my freedom worth? So, and, you know, maybe sometimes even though we don't like the bill, like, or it's more than we expected, sometimes it's worth paying just from that standpoint. So that's one aspect to look at. We forget to look at that aspect. Well, if I don't, you know, settle, how long will this drag on? Now, with that being said, it's not all about settling. I mean, ideally, the other party would look at that as well and ask themselves that question and evaluate as well. You know, ideally both would and come to an equal compromise. Obviously it doesn't happen that way all the time. So, you know, sometimes it makes it tougher for the more aware person to be like, okay, do I cut my losses a bit or do I fight for what I believe, you know, is my value and stay in the fight, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect that people forget to look at. So I just want to bring that into the equation that it is a factor. I mean, you know, hey, this, you know, it's over like $10,000, but this, you know, drags on another 10 years. You know, is that really worth it, or is it worth cutting my losses now so that, you know, I can make more money from here if that's mine, you know, I don't have to worry about, you know,
and
sharing.
So when people get in that position, because a lot of people find themselves in that position, is it, do you perceive the weakness as being like just like this defending, this limiting belief that, you know, you have to get the money back from the exact source that you put it out? Like, can you energetically shift this so that the bounty is returned in another way?
Oh, certainly. So, I mean, that's another aspect. I mean, that goes hand in hand with what I'm saying about moving forward. You know, it's like, if, you know, let's just take some random numbers. I have no idea what this person's, you know, life is, but let's just, you know, take some random numbers. Let's say that, you know, it's like you and I, it's just person A and B, it's just, you know, had a business and you and I wanted to like separate the business. We thought it was, you know, let's say it's worth $100,000 and, you know, we each want $50,000, but, you know, like, let's say that, you know, I started it like 5 months before you and I feel like, hey,
yeah,
I owe I should get 60% of it and, you know, you only 40, and we argue about that. And then it's like, well, if you want to keep the business or if I want to sell it all to you and you, you know, are fighting over the $10,000, you know, difference, you know, it's like, how long does this business take to make $10,000? That's what you have to factor in. So it's, hey, wait, I have new ideas. I know that we can, you know, make $10,000 a month. You know what I mean? In that case, you know, it might be to your advantage to, you know, compromise or just take the 40 grand with me, get me off your back, you know, give me my 60 grand and get me out of the picture. And then you can take the 40 grand and then get, you know, start making profit quickly. You know what I mean? Whereas if you're mm-hmm. stuck, it may block your ability to make profit, or we, you know, you may have to end up sharing, or we have to settle in court or something. There may be lawyer costs and neither of us get that money, things like that. You know, if we go to court or if we settle out of court, it may still have to be a percentage, like where you still owe me 50% of all the profits you make in the time that we're still arguing and stuff like that. So,
okay. So we can strengthen that for these people.
Right. So you want to be in a position where you can make money and it's yours, and it's not like you're arguing over it, or there's some debate, or you have to give part of it to somebody at some point in the future. I mean,
okay. So energetically, how do you shift that?
Well, part of it is just by understanding those values. If you understand, okay, well, how, you know, this money that I'm arguing over, how quickly can I make it back if I wasn't in this situation? That's one thing. Secondly, yes, I mean, you know, asking questions without emotion, just like, okay, well, why do you feel you are valued this much, or you should get this much? Just, you know, explaining our point of view, you know, saying, you know, this is why I feel I'm valued this much. Again, it's just like, if we are going to get into legalities, understanding that there's costs there. So again, I mean, do we want to get into the cost of that? And then the other person's going to have costs too, and neither of us going to, you know, make as much money.
So everybody's kind of losing and not, you know,
right.
It's a waste.
So right. So if everybody's cognizant of that and they're willing to work in that sense, then they'll realize, okay, well, if I'm not a jerk and the other person's not a jerk, we don't have to take it to those levels.
Okay, so what if a person's being a jerk? Now what?
Well, then, like I said, I mean, there's time and place to look at, is this time to cut some losses or not? You know, is this time to take a lesser deal to get out of the situation? Okay, let's say you really don't want to take a lesser deal. Let's say that you have a lot of money and you have a lot of good resources and you have good lawyers, and you know the other person may not have all that. So you know that you're in the right, or that not necessarily you're in the right, but that if you feel you're in the right, you have ammunition to back yourself up. You have lots
okay.
of ammunition. You're in that situation, then yeah, you can certainly ride it, you know, because obviously, you know, they will, you know, the cost will be a greater debt to them than it will be to you, you know, if you're
okay,
super
so what
rich.
If you're not in that position?
So if you're not in that position, as some, definitely some people find themselves, I mean, then, you know, if it's a small amount, you can take them small claims court, avoid the lawyers and stuff like that by doing that. Maybe you get a judge duty or something and, you know, get all your expenses paid for free, you know.
But energetically, can we shift this?
Sure.
So that the
starters,
communication.
You know,
oh, but we have to go for a break first before we do
sure.
that. Okay. Yeah. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. I am happy to say that my book actually will be available on Kindle. It's done the formatting process. We had a little glitch in the formatting because we found a better way to do it so that the book would be very easy to use. So it should be out in the next few days on Amazon and Kindle, and then not too long in print form. You can call in still if you have an issue. We will be right back, and we will just finish up this email, and we have time for one more caller if someone does want to call in. We'll make some more shift happen.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Phil Free. And we have been energetically tuning into an email someone sent regarding business disagreement, I guess you could call it. So, Phil, you were picking up on the break. You were picking up some energy around, like you said, almost like the ancestors in a family feud. And so are you perceiving karma between these people that's not resolved? And you also mentioned that you felt that one party had energetically shifted and the other party wasn't energetically shifted at the same rate or whatever. So the reaction was coming in more emotional. So do you want to just sort of talk about that? And
sure. Again, give a random example. I'll try to do it quickly. But again, let's imagine, let's say you're a shopkeeper and you hire like somewhat of a doofus. And for whatever reason, like you have a soft spot for him or something like that, and you know, he's not a very good worker, but for whatever reason you have a soft spot and you let him do the job. You know, one day you decide, hey, this is causing me too much money and this is not how I want to handle myself or business, all of a sudden you expect different standards of him just all of a sudden, and he doesn't live up to those standards and you have to fire him. And all of a sudden he's upset, like, well, why do you fire me? I haven't changed. I haven't done anything different, everything. But you have, you know.
Okay.
That's part of what I'm talking about. It's just like for these standards are not acceptable, you know, sometimes, and the other person doesn't realize that. Or, you know, sometimes they're never capable, but, it's only how you decided that doesn't do
it. So like if one party all of a sudden recognizes that they want to move forward in this business in a different way and the other party is used to the status quo.
Yeah, and so that's part of it. Well, sometimes one person's ready to move on, the other isn't. So it's just strengthen that situation, strengthen when people don't live up to the thing. So part of it is also just from an energetic standpoint, it's just like whether we're correct or incorrect, or right or wrong in the situation, you know, it's part of it is also just understanding that sometimes, like, you know, if we hired a doofus in the first place, it's like, well, he may never clean up that mess, but I need to fire him anyway and just, you know, cut my losses and clean my own store or whatever it is, or hire somebody else to do it, you know. And even though, like, I lost from having you know, hired this guy, or he left it in a worse mess than he found it in.
So, but this is really an important point to bring up, because energetically, it's a weakness of the sort of the energy going into the company in the beginning, and now how much it's shifted. So that could be perceived as a good thing also, right? If the company's ready to move forward. People don't think about necessarily companies having like their own energy, but they do.
You
know? Yeah. So
right. So the standards and everything. So in my example, in this case, yeah, I mean, it'd be a good thing for the shopkeeper, you know, even though it's hard to fire that person and all of the backlash that comes with it, from a standpoint of the business, it's the best thing to do for the business, you know. Might as well hire somebody competent, you know, and then the business might soar.
Yeah, and so we just want to strengthen that, and then it being better communication, how do we fix that energetically?
Yeah, so it starts with the communication with oneself. Like in this case, you know, my example, again, the shopkeeper deciding for him or herself, if the standards are being met. So what are their standards to begin with? Do they have them? Have they established them? Do they live by them? And then do they, you know, establish them with their workers and, you know, and everything else? So with the communication strong with yourself, then you can communicate that strongly to your, you know, staff or your coworkers or whatever it may be.
And so that's defining those, the goals, basically, is what you're saying.
The goals and the ethics, if you'd like, and the just standards and practices, you know, of the business.
So if someone's caught in a position like this, anyone else out there, like, because there's a lot of people, this is really familiar in divorce, or it's familiar in a lot of different ways. You know, even on the school ground, when we first started talking about trading lunches, there's always one kid that has the best lunch, right? Strengthening everybody, I'm getting energetically pulling people together here, to perceive themselves being in a position where their business is strong and it's moving forward no matter what.
Right.
So
yeah,
what's the
example there you said? Because I was often that kid where it felt like people were, you know, vying for my lunch as a kid.
Some things never change.
I was in a position to bargain, but I didn't always take the best advantage of it. You know? If I had more business sense back then, I could have been the king. But so be it. It's all fine.
That picks up like kind of a weakness energetically for people feeling sad, or like feeling this sentimental sadness to the way they were.
Right. So again, we'll just strengthen that whole thing. You know, basically, it's like if that happens, like. That, you know, the first thing is that, you know, and I remember being in that situation where, you know, there's just some days where I just decided, hey, you know, I just want to eat my lunch. So I didn't, you know, I decided it didn't matter if people wanted to face it or not. If this is what I wanted to eat, this is what I wanted to eat. Other days I may have given into the pressure and been like, okay, you know, I'll trade something that's of lesser value for me, you know, for something that they obviously very, you know, very much value. But in retrospect, it all works out just fine, because when I think about it, a lot of things that people would want to trade would be like the junk food that I had, and they would trade me for something healthier. So even though I'm like, I thought it was a good value at the time, you know, in the long run, so, it was a much better value. So, you know, it all worked out.
Yeah. Okay. So like this, how do we get, like just really strengthen this for this situation and also for other people listening in that also have a similar situation? How do we strengthen that so that the perception isn't like of this lack thing coming in?
Okay, so just strengthen that. So part of it, when, again, if you just relate it to the example I was giving with the kids, and, you know, my experience as a kid, it was like sometimes people vying or, you know, for that junk food. It's like, what are they really, like, getting all antsy about? It's like, is it really worth it? And a lot of times when you think about it, you have people, like, standing in line in the rain for, like, the latest technology or whatever, or to go to the newest movie or whatever is just coming out, like, for hours or days sometimes. It's like, is it really, you know, again, you think about time values and stuff like this, you know, like when I was for a brand new movie or something, like I remember years ago at the end of in the 90s, when those Star Wars or whatever and all that, people waiting outside to see them, and it's like, this is like a $10 ticket or less, like at the time. And it was like, you know, you're going to spend like 2 days outside. How much is your time worth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go see the second showing, for God's sake.
Okay, so we want to just really strengthen that for these people and, you know, everybody recognizing maybe the energetic value is what's coming up as instead of the perceived financial value, right?
All right. And by the way, I'm not trying to knock Star Wars as a movie.
I know. You love Star Wars.
Well, some of them.
Some of them. Well, you know, it's that time again. We've already kind of run out of time here. Speaking about efficiency and time, is there any last shift that you just would like to put out there, like in a, you know, like a minute or so here?
Sure. I mean, that it's best to rely on what we know first and foremost, and then yes, you know, as and then secondary, you know, maybe use our beliefs as secondary options. You know, when we don't know, we have to guess. You know, we can go with what we believe. You know, but still have an open mind that, you know, if we're wrong, that we can admit it to ourselves.
And so that and energetically strengthening everybody to that perception of being able to tune into that and kind of, I'm getting, look at it from the opposite point of view.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look at our own point of view, look at the other people involved. That always helps. Like, I mean, look at their point of views and everything. The more understanding and awareness we have, the easier it is to understand, you know, the bigger picture, the truth as a whole, and, you know, how our truth fits with other people's truth.
Yeah, because that's an important thing. You know, the truth is funny, but everybody has a different truth.
Right. So, there are commonalities, too, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, what are the common points rather than what are the differences?
Yeah, because when people get into a difference, they don't look for commonalities. They're so busy looking for the differences. So let's just strengthen that for everybody to be able to, you know, perceive the commonalities as well as the differences. That would be very helpful. That's really super strong. So thank you, Phil, for being on the show. And thank you to all the listeners. And I look forward to connecting with all of you again next week, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com for more information. That's TheTruthIsFunny.com.